In this bulletin, the UN confirms Madrid as the new location for the climate summit. British police say all 39 migrants found dead in a truck near London are believed to be Vietnamese nationals. And in rugby, All Blacks coach Steve Hansen says he's proud of his team after the side beats Wales to claim the third spot in the World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The United Nations has confirmed Spain will host the organisation's annual climate summit after Chile pulled out following weeks of violent unrest. UN climate change head Patricia Espinosa said in a statement that the conference, known as COP25, will now take place in Madrid on the same dates of December 2, 2013. Weeks of violent unrest led Chile to cancel the COP25 and its hosting of the APEC trade talks that Prime Minister Scott Morrison was due to attend in mid-November. British police say they now believe all 39 people found dead in the back of a truck in Essex near London last week were Vietnamese. Essex police has started extradition proceedings to bring a 22-year-old man from Ireland to the UK to face charges of manslaughter over the deaths. Essex Police Detective Chief Inspector Daniel Stotton made a direct appeal to two brothers, Ronan and Christopher Hughes, who are wanted in connection with the deaths.
Ronan and Christopher, hand yourselves in to the police service of Northern Ireland. We need you both to come forward and assist this investigation.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has rejected US President Donald Trump's advice to form a pact with Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage in the UK election. The US President staged a major intervention by calling for Johnson to team up with Farage to form an unstoppable force for the December 12 vote. But Johnson has declined to take up the advice of his close ally, who had also waded into UK politics to deliver criticism of Johnson's new Brexit deal and Britain's Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati is demanding larger nations show it more respect and courtesy after an Australian media team was deported for allegedly entering the country without proper permits and giving immigration officials false information. A five-person crew from the Nine Network 60 Minutes program was detained on the island on Wednesday. In a statement, the Office of the President of Kiribati said the island nation will not tolerate and put up with this type of disrespect. A new report from the UN shows almost 90% of those responsible for the killing of 1,109 journalists around the world between 2006 and 2018 have not been convicted. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says the findings, released for the International Day to End Impunity Against Journalists, highlight the importance of the work of journalists in combating disinformation and confusion. The report found Arab states constituted the deadliest part of the world for journalists, followed by Latin America and the Caribbean region, and the Asia and Pacific states. Rima Baza, spokeswoman for the UN General Assembly President Tijani Muhammad Bandi, says there's been an 18% increase in the killings of journalists in the past 5 years compared to the previous five-year period.
Attacks against women journalists are on the rise. Women journalists are also affected by gender-specific threats, such as sexual harassment and violence. Mr. Muhammad Bandi called on all member states to promote a safe and conducive environment in which journalists can carry their work without any interference.
And to sport, in the Rugby World Cup, the All Blacks have secured third place with a 40-17 victory over Wales. After 8 years as head coach and 16 years with the All Blacks, Steve Hansen steps down from his role. The team won 86% of the matches under Hansen's leadership. Hansen says he's proud of the team and what has been achieved.
For a long time, we can take a lot of pride in what we've done because we've asked teams to get better, to play better because they want to beat us. England have done that. South Africa have done it on occasions. And both those teams are in the final. So, you know, now it's up to them, isn't it? And we're chasing them. And I know with my time now finishing, I know the All Blacks will continue to strive to be better.
England and South Africa square up to each other later today to determine who will be crowned champion at Japan's first Rugby World Cup. And now looking at the weather. In Perth, showers easing 21. Adelaide, a shower or two, 24. Melbourne, showers and storms 22. Hobart, rain 24. Canberra, shower or two, possible storm 30. Wollongong, smoke haze 27. Sydney, becoming windy 28. Newcastle, smoke haze 29. Brisbane, shower or two 26. Cairns, possible shower 31. And Darwin, shower or two, possible storm 32. I'm Biwa Kwan, and this is SBS News.